Greetings, Lenten pilgrims. Well, we've made it to the first Sunday of Lent. And for our devotion today, we return to the book by Joyce Rupp, Jesus, Friend of My Soul. Today's devotion is called One Who Chooses Wisely. Let's hear this scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 14. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee. Who of us has not been tempted away from what is good? The opposing forces we encounter vary depending on our personalities, our lifestyles, and careers. These choices include taking the easy way out or choosing the more difficult path that involves our responsibility, opening our mouths or keeping them shut, walling off our hearts or taking the bricks down, fighting and resisting or trying to make peace, running away or remaining in a tough commitment, and turning away or turning toward those who suffer unfairness. These and many other choices are ours to make. Jesus faced his own choices and decisions, particularly during the 40 days when he experienced his temptations. Out of that struggle, with the Spirit's assistance, the integrity of Jesus remained intact. He chose to go forth to his ministry as a humble servant, one who would go so far as even to wash the dirt-encrusted, smelly feet of his disciples. Perhaps the most important message of the time Jesus spent in the wilderness is that he was led in by the Spirit and led out by the Spirit. When we face daunting alternatives that lead to either drawing forth our goodness or hiding it further, beneficial assistance arrives when we pray to the Spirit for guidance and choose to do what aligns with the teachings of Jesus. Let us pray. Guiding Spirit, when opposing forces in me tug and pull, and I am caught in the tension of choices, nudge me to pay attention and to pray. I trust that you will continually lead me to make wise decisions toward what is good. Today, I make decisions that come from my best self. Amen. And as always, we'll look forward to talking with you again on Monday. Have a blessed Lenten Sabbath.